What she heard on the radio. Firstly, it seemed quite logical. Boring figures and facts about all things meteorological. She could never have forecast the things that she heard next. Apparently, nearby, in some other universe, where stuff sometimes happened upside down and in reverse, the wind and the sun had been fighting. It had been a 40 days and 40 nights thing, about some sort of supply and demand thing. The wind, he'd blow profusely. Then the sun would shine intensely. It seemed to be never-ending, with no chance of it ever resolving. Though it was a sight to behold, the wind's heavy breathing, the sun's mouth melting, if the truth be told, it was getting pretty boring. Nevertheless, they stopped the show, when in the distance, one day, down below, they saw approach an ordinary Joe, kitted out in his Sunday best. On closer inspection, the traveller wore a golden crown and jewels on his chest. "Perhaps now we can put this to rest," said the wind to the sun. "Move over, and I'll show you how it's done. I'll blow off that little prince's clothes, down to his right royal bones." The sun now smiled quite benignly and watched with feigned interest as the wind prepared to have fun. The wind blew till he was blue in the face. The clouds were in a mess. And as they raced across the sky, our noble traveller cursed and cried and became quite distressed. And as he thought he'd met his fate, he wrapped himself even more tightly in his glistening cape. When the sun then rose to the challenge to derobe the majestic traveller, the earth became as hot as lava, and the king began to sweat under the weight of his cloak and his corona. He grew red and threw them off, and quickly ran for cover, into a forest, where he found a river, into which he jumped, and was gone forever.